From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel has removed metal detectors from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. But Muslim worshippers continued offering prayers outside the mosque in protest. The metal detectors were installed following the July 14th killings of two Israeli police at the mosque site known to Jews as the Temple Mount. The decision by the Israeli government was welcomed by the UN Special Coordinator for the Mideast Peace Process, Nikolai Mladenov.
I welcome last night's decision by the Israeli Security Cabinet to remove the metal detectors while ensuring the security of visitors and worshippers to the holy sites. I hope that the cabinet decision will lead to calming of the current tension and will enable a return of worshippers to the holy esplanade.
The spike in tensions has left at least seven Israelis and Palestinians dead in recent days. American University Professor Emeritus Russell Stone said Israel's decision was clearly a concession.
Many Israeli journalists were saying that, in fact, Israel's position is weakened by having taken a stand which was initially unreasonable and then being basically forced to back down.
Israel has maintained other security measures at the mosque that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Waqf, the religious body that oversees Islamic sites in the city, insist must also end. A Spanish rescue group Tuesday said it found nearly 170 migrants alive, but 13 others dead in a rubber boat drifting in the Mediterranean Sea. The Proactiva Open Arms non-governmental organization said the rescue effort occurred some 24 kilometers north of the Libyan coastal town of Sabratha. This is VOA News. Following French-mediated talks, the prime minister of the UN-backed Government of National Unity in Libya, Fayez al-Sarraj, and the leader of the Libyan National Army, Khalifa Haftar, agreed on a conditional ceasefire and pledged to hold elections next year.
Le courage qui est le vôtre aujourd'hui, en étant présent ici,
French President Emmanuel Macron said the decision was courageous and represents an effort at national reconciliation and long-term peace. Libya has been wracked by chaos since the ouster of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. But Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal is dubious.
Mr. Sarraj doesn't have any military force to enforce the agreement or the contract. The allied forces, particularly the French, may have moral support behind them, but they do not have material support to be able to enforce it.
Haftar, who has pledged loyalty to Libya's Eastern administration, has boosted his standing after his forces defeated Islamist militia for control of Libya's second largest city, Benghazi. A U.S. Navy patrol boat fired warning shots at an Iranian vessel in the Persian Gulf that came dangerously close to the ship Tuesday at a high rate of speed. It is the first incident of its kind during the Trump administration. Regional analyst James Jeffrey of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy said it comes after a series of setbacks suffered by Iran in Syria.
The Iranians hadn't done this for some time. They, through their militias and through the Syrian government, challenged the Trump administration in Syria, and in a series of five different confrontations, they had to back down.
Among those, he cited the U.S. cruise missile strike targeting a Syrian airbase and the downing of an Iranian drone over Syria. Ailing Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari's office announced Tuesday the 74-year-old leader will return to his official duties as soon as he gets the all-clear from his doctors in London. He's been absent from the West African country since May 7 for treatment of an undisclosed illness. A photo of Mr. Buhari smiling while sitting at a table was released Sunday, the first picture seen of him in months. As the Venezuelan opposition prepares for a two-day general strike, two more people named to an alternative Supreme Court in defiance of President Nicolas Maduro, have been arrested. The opposition is demanding Mr. Maduro abandon a plan for an election Sunday that is aimed at electing a new assembly to rewrite the country's constitution. They say it will institutionalize dictatorship. U.S. markets reached new highs in Tuesday trading following strong corporate earnings reports from fast food giant McDonald's and equipment maker Caterpillar. The broader market S&P 500 index closed at a record high 2,477 points. Meanwhile, U.S. consumer confidence jumped to a 16-year high in July with an improving labor market. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.